education case. Now, like anything else, there are defenses, and here are a few that we'll discuss. Defense to negligence. One is assumption of the risk. One who enters into a certain act cannot think that there is going to be receive damages. So the assumption of risk is valid if plaintiff voluntarily entered into a risky situation and was fully aware of the risk involved, like skydiving and those type of things. Requirements of defense, this is a requirement for the defense. Risks are not considered assumed in emergency situation. And risks are not considered assumed when a statute protects a class of people from harm and a member of the class is injured by that harm. Simply what that means, the first part, risks are not considered assumed in emergency situation where, for instance, a rescue worker or someone else, a third party, sees someone laying on the ground and wants to help and it causes more injury, then this is called an emergency situation. A risk not considered assumed, so to protect a certain class, like say youngsters there, children, then of course we cannot say that this person, somebody who's mentally, and had mental injury there or mental issues, will fall in that protective class. Superseding causes. So superseding causes, which is unforeseeable intervening events that has broken the connection between the wrongful act and the injury to another. So something else in between happened that is unforeseeable. We'll talk about it in class. I can give an example here. I am driving fast and I swerve. That was unforeseeable. And it caused another car to swerve and hits a pedestrian. So those things are unforeseeable. So the connection is broken between my act and the injury of the plaintiff. So that's called a superseding cause. Here it released the defendant of liability for injury caused by the intervening event. You also have contributory and comparative negligence as an offense. So what happens here in contributory negligence, plaintiff's own negligence contributed to his or her injury. The plaintiff should have been walking and riding the bike or on the bike lane and didn't. So they may have caused, you will have contributory negligence. Comparative negligence is where plaintiff's negligence and a defendant's negligence are computed and the liability for damage distributed accordingly. Here you have both parties have a degree of liability, and then the liability is split between the plaintiff and the defendant. This is called contributory and comparative negligence. All right. Again, contributory negligence, plaintiff own negligence contributed to his or her injury. Right, and comparative negligence, plaintiff negligence, and defendant negligence are computed, and the liability for damages distributed accordingly.